our hearts, O Father. We know that women in history made changes such as Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks, and Harriet Tubman. But do we know which Muslim woman in our world made a change? Lady Zohra Safati is a Muslim woman ulama that many people don't know about. She taught many girls the Islamic law and many other things. She had a difficult childhood, interesting education, many great achievements, so much uniqueness. She also inspired many people and faced many hard challenges throughout her life to get to her stage. She was born in Abadan, Iran. Lady Zohra was born and raised in a religious family. Her father was a pious, kindly man, and her mother was known for her noble personality and for having the entire Quran memorized. She was encouraged to study the Quran. At a young age, she was taking advanced Quran lessons at the age of 5. She learned many Islamic principles before learning grammar. Lady Zohra learned her high school knowledge before going to theology school in 1966. Lady Zohra went to theology school. Lady Zohra went to theology school. A theology school is a school where you learn about God and His nature. And she learned her high school before going to the theology school, and she wanted to focus on mainly Islamic studies. She wanted to go to a theology school for a while, and when she went to Mashhad, she learned that there was one in her area. Lady Zohra took many study lessons. She took jurisprudence, literature, and Islamic sciences in Abadan. And then in 1970, she left for theology school. She was a student of many scholars. The scholars shaped her into the tremendous thinker she is today, and one of the many scholars who taught her was actually her husband. Lady Zohra achieved many great things in her life. She achieved the highest jurisprudence, which means the theory or philosophy of law degree, or ijtihad. This is an accomplishment that not many women made. She established schools for women. She was one of the 3,000 exemplary women to be honored by the chief executive. She founded the Women's Theology School in Qom. She is considered to be one of the most powerful personalities in Iran. And her worldwide inspiration, so that Lady Zohra is an inspiration to many people, like young girls around the world. In her life, she achieved things that not many women achieve, for example, the jurisprudence. Her achievements help women because it proves that anyone can do anything. Lady Zohra went through some hardships in her life. One of these hardships were the general problems that all women faced at the theology school. There were also problems with her education. It coincided with the former Pahlavi regime's campaign against religion. Her brother was martyred. Lady Zohra actively participated in Islamic propagation against the Pahlavi regime. She also faced hardships during her anti-Shah activities, and during the Pahlavi regime was when her brother was martyred. And that's it.